Blog Talk Radio.
September 30th, almost August, and now fall weather's coming around. So you know what that means. It's time for the Fantasy Football Insiders NFL Freestyle Show. This is how we do it. Non-stop, commercial-free, 10 to 11, Fantasy Sports Channel. You there, me here, bringing it down for all the party people. Got the chat room finally livening up a little bit to see some part my party people. Days to confuse. Jay Breen, Taz holding it down like always, and Tub can't make the club over there. So, I got a lot of good nuggets today. I got a lot of good sleepers, some waiver wire pickups that I'm going to share with you, some people that might be available on your waiver wire. I think I got some good ones. Taz, you let me know. But this is how we do it, breaking it down for the party. Broadcasting live from the Bada Bing Bada Boom Club. Oh, yeah, baby. Also, got to give a shout out to Mac Bizzo. Appreciate the love on Twitter. And also, check out his show. We'll try to get that info up in the chat room. I believe he's on prior to us, so definitely want to check that out. And of course, the Fantasy Taz Maniac coming up at 11 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. The crystal ball. Always rubbing the crystal balls. And let's do it. Let's get right into it. And I want to apologize last week for the callers that I missed, 707-313. You know, flying solo on the show, kind of hard to keep up with everything, but I promise I will be checking out the phone line. So if you want to get in on that, 347-945-6275, I will be keeping my eye open over there. Now, over to the chat. Dazed and Confused wants to know, Jermichael Finley or Marty B, PPR. And I got to say, you know what? I've been very impressed with the way that they've incorporated Martellus Bennett into the Giants' offense. I really like what he brings to the table. I think he's going to be a big weapon for the Giants, not only today, but for the rest of the season. And Marty B has 15 catches, 185 yards, and 3 touchdowns. With Hakeem Nicks out, of course, you got Ramses Barden stepping in for Nicks. Maybe teams will pay a little bit of more attention to Ramses Barden this week. And, of course, you got Victor Cruz. So Marty B underneath, I like it, and I like it a lot. Whereas Jermichael Finley, you know, this Green Bay Packers passing attack really hasn't gotten rolling yet. And there's some talk now I was reading about Jermichael Finley is going to be due a roster bonus of $4.5 million next season. So the Packers may just part ways with Jermichael Finley, and they might be looking at life after Jermichael Finley. So they might be moving on, maybe see what they could do with some of their other tight ends. So I definitely like Jermichael Finley. I mean, Marty B over Jermichael Finley. let's see. We got flex PPR Marcus Colston or Ryan Williams. Now, you know, this is interesting because one of the players I wanted to talk about today is none other than the William Powell of the Arizona Cardinals, who will make his season debut. He will be active for the first time this season. That's because Beanie Wells out 8 weeks. Larod Stevens howling, not expected to play. So William Powell, I could see him getting some carries, maybe 10 touches today. I don't think Ryan Williams is ready to work, you know, 20-plus carries a game yet. So in this scenario here, I think the Saints and Packers game is going to be a shootout. And I think Colston is the guy there in New Orleans. So when you talk about PPR, I like Colston. I like Colston to find the end zone. And I don't know. I'm not sold on Ryan Williams. I'm interested to see how William Powell does for those Arizona Cardinals today. So definitely there's one player to keep an eye on. One player I will stash on my bench is William Powell, who led the NFL in rushing during the preseason. I know it's the preseason, but if you watch, this kid can play, and I think he makes a little name for himself today. Thorolf in the chat wants to know, would you start Dwayne Bowe, Danny Amendola, or Alfred Morris over A.J. Green, Vincent Jackson, Cedric Benson, MJD, or Michael Turner? Well, I'm definitely I like Cedric Benson's matchup this week. I'll talk about that later on. I don't think you should bench A.J. or Vincent Jackson. And MJD faces the worst rushing defense in the Cincinnati Bengals today. So MJD is going to run wild. If there is one guy that I would bench, it would be Michael Turner. I don't like Dwayne Bowe, who's kind of banged up, questionable, expected to play. Alfred Morris has not a great matchup this week. And we could see a little bit of Ryan Grant today. So Washington makes me a little bit shaky. Would I consider Amendola over Michael Turner? I would. Would I do it? I don't know. I mean, you could flip a coin on that one. But Michael Turner would be the guy that I bench. And if I were to play one of those guys, it would be Amendola over Dwayne Bowe and Alfred Morris. Let's see here. Keeping it in the chat, keeping it funky fresh. Taz likes Dwayne Bowe, and the Chargers' secondary is banged up. That is true, but I don't know. I don't want to hinge my hopes on a guy that's questionable. Can't make the club in the tub wants to know. Start two, Adrian Peterson, Bernard Turner, Stephen Ridley, or Ryan Williams. You know what? I don't like Stephen Ridley this week. I think that you got the Logan Mankins isn't playing. They're facing a very good defensive line. Let's see. Who? New England. Slipping my mind. But I don't like Ridley this week. I'll get back to that point. But I don't like Ridley. I told you I don't like Ryan Williams. Adrian Peterson, you got to play. So I guess I would go Peterson-Turner here. But, you know, Ryan Williams is close. So Peterson for sure. I don't like Ridley this week. I give Turner a slight edge over Ryan Williams, but you can go either way on that one. So we got that one out of the way. Let's knock it out of the park. Fantasy Football Insiders taking it to 11 o'clock, followed by the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. It's Andre Johnson, not A.J. Green. Okay, same thing. You know, I wouldn't sit Andre Johnson either. I know he's probable. I like probable better than questionable. Bowe, from what I read, Dwayne Bowe will play, but he is going to be questionable. The Kansas City Chiefs are really banged up, and we'll talk about that as well. Mac Bizzo in the house wants to know, flex. One PPR wants to start Brandon Lloyd, Randall Cobb, Ramses Barden, or Jerome Simpson. You know, I like Jerome Simpson. He's going to be a full go this week. Randall Cobb, too streaky for me. Brandon Lloyd, good play. You know, Julian Edelman is out. But I got to say, I like Ramses Barden here. Hope that lightning catches strikes twice. I got to go with my man Ramses. You know, 9 catches last time out. Looked pretty good filling in for Hakeem Nicks. So I will go Ramses Barden. But, you know, Taz likes Brandon Lloyd. I can't blame you for starting Brandon Lloyd, but I think Ramses Barden has the upside here. Brandon Lloyd, you know, he's not going to, you know, his peak is maybe 7 catches. You know, he's capable of having a 100-yard game, but Brady sprays the ball around so much, I like Ramses Barden. Yes, Barden looked great, and I got some great pickups for you. But first, I want to tell you about some quarterbacks that I like. Michael Vick this week. Usually don't endorse him, but, you know, the G-men, they're going to be in some trouble this week, I think, because, you know, Corey Webster's got the cast on his hand. He's playing with a broken hand. They're going to target him. Prince Amaka Nakamura starting, makes his first start. J'Ron Hosley probably not going to play. He's banged up. And the Giants are allowing almost 10 yards per pass. I mean, I think it's the worst in the league. 9.3 yards per pass. Horrible pass defense. And we talked about Vincent Jackson. You saw what he did to the Giants earlier in the season. So I think DeSean Jackson's going to have a field day. Jeremy Maclin's coming back from the hip injury. So I think the Giants' cornerbacks are going to get used and abused. Therefore, I do endorse Michael Vick this week in his Week 4 holiday. Some news coming down the wire. Adam Schefter tweeting Kenny Britt is out. Thanks for the heads up on that, Thuroff. RG3 versus Tampa Bay. I like this matchup for RG3. Tampa Bay is allowing over 350 yards passing a game. I think even without Pierre Garçon, I think RG3 finds his holes in this Tampa Bay defense. So definitely like RG3. And I'm going to give an endorsement to Kevin Corn on the Cob, baby. You know, listen, the Cardinals haven't been 3-0 since 1974. I think the magic carpet ride continues this week for Kevin Cobb. Dolphins allowing over 300 yards passing a game. So I'm going to go with Kevin Cobb because this guy doesn't want to lose his job. John Skelton returned to practice this week. You know, he was the starter. He beat out Kevin Cobb. But you know what? The Cardinals schedule is looking mighty tasty. If you're Kevin Corn on the Cob, get me some butter because that schedule looks nice. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think the Cardinals are going to be 6-0. I really do. All right, three quarterbacks I don't like. Sam Bradford. Whew, do not play this dude, man. First of all, Wayne Hunter got the start at left tackle last week and looked horrendous. Jets fans know him very well. And this week, you know, Wayne Hunter is probably not going to play. He's questionable with the knee. They picked up Joseph Barksdale, who got cut by the Raiders. You know, Quinn Ojo-Inaka is going to probably start at left tackle. He's a small school kid. And Shelly Smith gets to start at left guard. So you got a bunch of inexperienced starters on that offensive line against the Seahawks defense. You saw what they did against the Packers last week, 8 sacks in the first half. So I think it's going to be a long day for Mr. Sam Bradford. Put him on your bench. I don't like Matt Cassel this week. We talked about the banged-up receivers. Dwayne Bowe, questionable, probably going to play. Steven Breston, questionable, probably not going to play. Dexter McCluster, questionable, game-time decision. I just don't like it. And they lost their starting center in Rodney Hudson, one of the best, I think, centers in the league. So the Chiefs are going to be without their starting center. They're going to be without three of their biggest weapons on offense. It's just a bad recipe for disaster for Mr. Matt Cassel this week. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, I don't want to take my chances this week against the Patriots because, you know, the last 4 times he's faced New England, he has 11 interceptions. So it seems like Belichick and company has Ryan Fitzpatrick's number. So those are the three quarterbacks I don't like. Little odds and ends on the quarterback. Stafford expected to play with the hip injury. You know, it's worth handcuffing him with Sean Hill if you're in deeper leagues. John Skelton, we talked about, returned to practice this week. And I want to give a shout-out to my boy Christian Ponder. 0 interceptions through 97 pass attempts. Reason why I want to say this is because last time he faced Detroit last season, he actually got benched in favor of Joe Webb. He had like 4 or 5 turnovers, I think 3 interceptions and a fumble. So that's an interesting scenario to watch as the Vikings take on the Lions. The other thing we're keeping an eye on here at the NFL Draft Bible is the Matt Barkley watch, or could it be the Geno Smith watch? Geno Smith making a lot of noise, could be the first overall pick, but I think right now it's still Matt Barkley, and it's going to be interesting to see the Cleveland Browns with new ownership. Do they clean house? Do they bring in their own personnel? Do they part ways with Brandon Whedon after 1 year, the 0-4 Browns? All those Cleveland fans that were getting on me for me saying they're going to be the worst team in the league, I can't hear you now. I don't hear you chirping anymore. In fact, I opened my window and I hear crickets from those Browns fans. So it looks like I was right about that one. You know, the other teams here in the mix could be the Oakland Raiders, could be the Kansas City Chiefs. And ironically, the Raiders and Chiefs have 2 USC quarterbacks at the helm right now. So Maybe USC replaces USC. So we're keeping an eye on the Matt Barkley watch, but right now the Cleveland Browns are the front runner over there. All right, so those are my quarterback news and notes. I'll get to my running backs in a second. I got some good sleeper picks for you. But back over to the chat room first. If you want to call in, 347-945-6275. Once again, 347-945-6275. I am your host, Rick Saratella, by the way, in case you didn't know. Got all the party people in the chat room loving it. And we're going to go back over to this chat room now and answer some questions. So, what do we got? Denarius Moore or Jerome Simpson? Wow. Okay. Well, let's look at this one. Jerome Simpson, first game back, wasn't even allowed to practice with the team during suspension, but Oakland wide receivers banged up, and Denarius Moore is going to get the start. And you know what? The Raiders have a pretty good passing attack. I think this could be an upset alert special. So I like Denarius Moore over Jerome Simpson, but I'm a big fan of Jerome Simpson. I think Jerome Simpson is going to do some big things at some point in the season. But with DHB, Darius Hayward Bay is out, Rod Streeter's hurt, and I know Jerron Kreiner is going to be active this week. But Derek Hagan is going to get the start along with Denarius Moore, and Denarius Moore is the number one target in Oakland, so I like Moore over Simpson. Non-PPR, Cedric Benson or Brandon LaFell for the flex. I like Cedric Benson's matchup this week, so you know I'm going to lean with Cedric Benson here. I think he gets over 20 carries this week, whereas Brandon LaFell, you know, the guy is a boom or bust type of guy. You know, give me the more consistent Cedric Benson, 20 touches, hands down, and me and Taz are actually on the same page with that one. So, you know, Benson looks like the guy there. G-Money in the house, Big Tex in the house, Sealy in the house, Dazed and Confused in the house, G.J. Suit in the house, all my party people in the house, and we're going to keep it in the chat room. And let's see. Would you play Jordy Nelson, Jerome Simpson, or Andrew Hawkins if you play A.J. Green, Greg Jennings, or Frank Gore? You know, Jordy Nelson I have on my team. I really want to wait and see until he starts producing. Not too happy with Jordy Nelson right now. I'm also going to wait and see with Jerome Simpson. And Andrew Hawkins, you know, listen, this guy's been a lightning rod for the Bengals offense, but I'm not sure I like any of those plays this week. Jerome Simpson or Mike Williams from Tampa Bay PPR? I'm going to go Jerome Simpson here, just a hunch. Mike Williams, another guy, too streaky for me. Let's roll the dice a little bit and take a gamble on Jerome Simpson. I like what he brings to the table. I think he's going to stretch the field on offense. I think he helps. He actually makes Percy Harvin and Adrian Peterson even more valuable. And Percy Harvin's lighting the league on fire this season. I think he has the most targets in the league. So now teams will have to contend with Jerome Simpson on the other side. I thought it was one of the most underrated free agent signings during the offseason. And that is Mr. Jerome Simpson. Dennis Pita, what do you want to do with Pita bread? I don't think you get rid of the guy. I think he has a lot of potential, and Jersey Joe Flacco's slinging it and winging it this season. The problem is the Ravens actually have legitimate passing threats on that team, so he's not going to do it every week. He's above average. He's probably somewhere between, you know, your top 8 to 15 tight ends in the league. If you can upgrade, sure, but he's one of the better ones, in my opinion. All right. G-Money, late to the show. What can we expect from Barden against Philly? I touched on it. You know, the Giants are allowing – I mean, the Eagles – I mean, I'm sorry. The Giants – getting confused here. Barden, I like him, okay? Listen, 9 catches last time out. You know, we talked about Marty B underneath. You know, teams have to still pay attention to Victor Cruz. And, you know – Eli Manning made a good point about Ramses Barden and Andre Brown. You know, these guys, it's not like they're rookies. They've been on the team for 4 years. Same offense, okay? Now they're getting an opportunity. It's their time to shine, and they're capitalizing on it. So it's not like Ramses Barden, you know, is just getting thrown into the fire. He's been running these same routes for 4 years. He knows the offense. It's his time to capitalize, and I like Ramses Barden a lot. All right. Let me go over to some of my running backs news and notes. First, I'm going to give you three running backs that I like. D'Angelo Williams against Atlanta. The Falcons are allowing 5 yards a carry. I usually don't like the Panthers' timeshare situation in that backfield, but I think D'Angelo Williams might bust loose, and have a couple big plays. So D'Angelo Williams is looking very appealing and enticing this week. Cedric Benson, we talked about the Saints. You know, the Saints, they're unbelievable, really. I mean, they're allowing 215 yards rushing a game. The next worst team allows 155 yards rushing a game. That's how bad the Saints' rushing defense is. So, you know, I look for Cedric Benson to have a very big day. And William Powell, who? Huh? What? Where? What? Yeah, I said it, baby. William Powell, Arizona. Pick this dude up. Stash him on your bench. You want to get risky? Hey, if you're in a 20-team league, he's worth the play. But William Powell, I think, is just a Ryan Williams injury away from being the man in that Arizona Cardinals backfield. And, you know, if you watch the NFL preseason like I do, like I did, this kid is a player. And he led the NFL preseason in rushing. He catches the ball out of the backfield. Beanie Wells is out. Stevens Howling is out. Ryan Williams is not ready to carry a full workload. I look for William Powell to get some work, baby. Three running backs I don't like. You know, I do like William Powell. I don't like Ryan Williams, ironically enough. Now, you know, the Dolphins have not allowed a 100-yard rusher for 17 straight games, and I don't think it happens this week either. So, and they're also allowing just 2.5 yards a carry on defense. So Ryan Williams, I don't like. I think he's going to be ineffective. I think William Powell eventually gets a look-see. And I might even like William Powell more than Ryan Williams. Call me crazy. I don't know. Stephen Ridley, we talked about, you know, as long as Edelman is injured and Aaron Hernandez is injured, Danny Woodhead is going to continue to get those third down looks for the Patriots. You saw it last week. Ridley came out of the game on third downs. Woodhead came into the game on third down. So that Aaron Hernandez and now Julian Edelman injuries is actually hurting Stephen Ridley's stock, because Danny Woodhead is taking away a lot of third down opportunities from Ridley. And we talked about Logan Mankins being out. And Buffalo allowing, you know, that could be arguably the best defensive line in the league. So I don't like Stephen Ridley this week, who I have on my team, one of my teams. And I'm a big Stephen Ridley fan. I just don't like him this week. And you know what? CJ2K, what a fantasy football nightmare. I mean, you know, you can't do nothing with this guy. You can't start him. You can't trade him because he has no value. All you can do is put him on the bench. And, you know, 4 touchdowns in his last 21 games. He's got something like 45 rushing yards on 33 carries. The guy's not even averaging 1.5 yards per carry. And the Houston Texans are allowing just 67 yards rushing a game. So you're going to have to bite the bullet with CJ2K. It looks like maybe for the whole season. But, you know, William Powell's a guy you might want to stash on your bench. And I got some more sleepers for you I'm going to get to in a second. But first, let's just hit you with some quick hitters. Reggie Bush, knee injury, expected to play. Took some first-team reps in practice. I expect Reggie Bush to play this week against Arizona. Of course, Daniel Thomas and Lamar Miller also involved. Makes the Dolphins' running back situation kind of risky for fantasy football owners. Steven Jackson expected to play. But I look for this to continue to be a timeshare with D. Rich, that is Richardson, making a name for himself there in St. Louis. Freddie Jackson will play with the knee injury. C.J. Spiller, I don't think he's questionable, but I don't think he's going to play. So all of you guys out there that picked up Tashard Choice, hoping you get a little run out of him. you know, maybe Choice gets 10 to 15 carries, but I don't see Choice getting 91 yards like he did last week with Freddie Jackson returning. Okay, Willis McGahee with the ribs expected to play. Matt Forte still out with the ankle. So Michael Bush still the guy there. Taz, I saw you picked up Khalil Bell in the FanEx League. And, you know, Khalil Bell got 10 carries last week. He only had 20 yards, but let's keep in mind, this is another guy you might want to check out if he's on your waiver wire. Last three games of the year last year, Khalil Bell ran for 240 yards in the last three games, including a big outburst. He had 120-plus in one game. So Khalil Bell, one of those guys in deeper leagues, another sleeper pickup in your waiver wire. Taz moved on him just the other day. I saw that. I saw you, Taz. I think I didn't see that. I saw that. Matt Bradshaw said, listen, man, I might lose my starting job, so I'm going to come back this week. He'll get the starting nod, but, you know, you're going to start to see earth, wind, and fire, I believe, eventually. Andre Brown is the hardest runner on the Giants football team right now, so he will definitely split carries with Ahmad Bradshaw. And until Wilson, you know, what a shame, David Wilson, they used the first-round pick on the kid. He's got butter on his fingers and only four snaps on offense last week. So, David Wilson, you can't expect much from this kid until you see it. And when I see it, I believe it. But right now, Bradshaw and Brown, I actually think Andre Brown is the better running back of the two. Peyton Hillis, ankle, doubtful. Sean Drone, the North Carolina boy, North Kakalaka, is going to be active for the Chiefs this week, making a season debut. So Jamal Charles' handcuff is now Sean Drone in Kansas City. Javon Ringer makes his season debut. And listen, we talked about CJ2K's struggles. If Chris Johnson continues to play the way he does, Javon Ringer will get a look. So, you know, frustrated fantasy football owners, there's another potential guy you could look at, Javon Ringer. Maybe he overtakes the job from Chris Johnson, as funny as that sounds. And Dexter McCluster, we talked about, you know, this guy, I like him. He has running back and wide receiver eligibility in most leagues. He's going to be a game-time decision with the elbow. All right? LeGarrette Blount, time for some guys that might be on your waiver wire. LeGarrette Blount. This guy is going to get more work in the Tampa Bay offense. Doug Martin, you know what? He's still a little bit questionable on the third downs, on the pass blocking coverage. From what I heard, he's not doing everything that Tampa Bay wants him to be doing, which means LeGarrette Blount's going to get some touches this week and maybe some goal line carries. Jokey Bell, you know, I've been tooting the horn all season long. You know, you guys are laughing at me because of Jokey Bell, but the joke's on you because Mekhi Lashore, listen, he went off last week, looked great. But this guy's not durable. Last week, we saw Jokey Bell actually elevated ahead of Kevin Smith on the depth chart. So if you didn't move, if you didn't act like I did on Jokey Bell, this is a guy to stash on your bench. And the coaching staff of the Detroit Lions actually called him the closer. They said Jokey Bell's the closer. And if you watch him in the fourth quarter, that's exactly what he does. He comes in, he makes big plays, he keeps the chains moving. I really like Jokey Bell's upside for the long term of the football season. I think he has a lot of potential. So there's another guy you might want to stash on your bench. And whether you have Shady McCoy or not, Bryce Brown, now the number two guy behind LeSean McCoy in Philadelphia, this kid, you know, listen, barely played in college, had a lot of off-the-field issues. Eagles took him in the sixth round, beat out Chris Polk for that third running back job. Now he's overtaken Deion Lewis for the backup job. So Bryce Brown, another guy, especially if you have LeSean McCoy, definitely a guy worth handcuffing. Bilal Powell, okay, you know, with Revis out, this Joe McKnight's going to play more cornerback now. Sean Green has really been struggling, and Bilal Powell has actually looked like the more impressive running back. Powell averaging 4 yards a carry, Sean Green averaging 2.8 yards per carry. So if that trend continues, I look for the timeshare to shift in Bilal Powell's favor. And you know what? Sean Green gets hurt every year, even going back to his Iowa days. It's just a matter of time before that happens. So Bilal Powell looks like a good guy to stash on your bench. And, you know, Steelers are going to get healthy. They have the bye this week, week four bye. Rashad Mendenhall returns next week. And you know what? Just the way Isaac Redman, 2.3, Jonathan Dwyer, 2.9 yards a carry, the way they've been running the ball, Rashad Mendenhall is going to have every opportunity to take his job back. So Pittsburgh Steelers, coming off that week four bye, they're going to get Mendenhall, they're going to get James Harrison and Troy Polamalu back. Pittsburgh Steelers getting stronger as the season goes on, so definitely look out for that. All right? There's some running back news and notes. We got a half hour down, half hour to go. Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show up at 11. Hopefully I gave you some running backs there to consider for your fantasy football team. I got some wide receivers news and notes, but it's time to go back over to the chat room where all my party people are hanging out. Yeah, you know it. Give me a breather here. A little morning cocktail. Get this party started right. all right, Mac Bizzo in the house. PPR, Ben Tate, Andrew Hawkins, or Andre Brown. Hey, man, I just told you I like Andre Brown. This kid's legit. This kid's for real. I think he gets at least 15 carries. I think he goes for 75 yards. You know, Ben Tate, the Texans actually run the ball more than 50% of the time. So Ben Tate, you know, he might have a little bit more upside than Andre Brown, but I think Andre Brown is the safer of the two. And Andrew Hawkins, you know, I'm not hopping on that magic carpet just yet. I know he's made some big plays. I know he's been pretty good for Cincinnati, but I want to see more, me personally. You know, Jermaine Gresham, Tubb is looking at free agent tight ends, Myers, Daniels, Rudolph, and Gresham. I always liked Jermaine Gresham. I think he's pretty good. I think if you have him and PETA, you could play the matchups on a week-to-week basis. You know, Kyle Rudolph, you know, he's seeing his playing time getting eaten into from John Carlson. And you know what? That the guy, Howell, Mali, Mula, Willie, there's a tight end on New England that used to be on St. Louis, Huma, Wally, Willie, I don't know. This guy, I think, is going to get some looks. I saw him make a couple plays last week. Kellen Winslow was crying about his playing time. They kicked him to the curb. So Huma Wally Millie on New England might be worth a look here as well until Aaron Hernandez gets back. Randall Cobb, Lance Moore, Willis McGahee. You know what? My days of doubting Willis McGahee are over. I'm gonna go with Willis McGahee here. Randall Cobb, just too inconsistent for me. He's more of a boom or bust guy. I like Lance Moore, but I like Willis McGahee more than Lance Moore because McGahee is going to get 20 carries even with the injury. Non-PPR, Dazed and Confused wants to know. Michael Turner, Ryan Williams, Lance Moore. You know what? I don't love either one of these guys. Non-PPR, I'm going to take Lance Moore out of the mix. And, you know, that Dolphins run defense is good. I think Ryan Williams struggles today. I think William Powell actually gets a look in Arizona, so I'm going to go Michael Turner there. Pat's just signed David Meggett. Yeah, Davin Meggett, his son, is lingering around. I did see him sign with somebody this week, believe it or not. God bless David Meggett. God bless Fragile Fred Taylor. Remember Fred Taylor every week? You're wondering if he's going to play, injured every week, but always seemed to find a way, 1,000 yards. He's going to have his number retired for Jacksonville this week. Brian Dawkins is going to have his number 20 retired in Philadelphia this week. So we'll give a shout-out to some of our old school. Go Bronx wants to know if I play LaFell, Simpson or pick up Hankerson. Non-PPR, Brandon LaFell, Jerome Simpson, or Leonard Hankerson. You know what? Hankerson, Garcon is probably going to play, but he's going to be on a pitch count, they say. Hankerson may get the start. I like Brandon LaFell. I like Jerome Simpson. They're all kind of tier three guys, in my opinion. I'm going to give the edge to LaFell this week until we really see. Jerome Simpson's supposed to be a full go, but I think Cam Newton's going to come out firing. I think he finds Brandon LaFell for a touchdown, so I like Brandon LaFell over Jerome Simpson and Leonard Hankerson. Kenny Britt out for week four. We'll talk about wide receivers in a second. Go Bronx, non-PPR, Antonio Gates or Jason Witten. You know, that's a tough one. You know, the Cowboys, here's the problem in Dallas, is that Tony Romo, now 7 years in, he wants to do more on offense, okay? But here's the problem, is his offense ain't ready for it. You know, he wants to do more Peyton Manning-type stuff at the line of scrimmage, audibling, adjusting, this and that. If you saw, Jason Witten was flagged for two offsides last week. This should not be happening with Jason Witten. So, you know, if that's happening, what Dallas needs to do is dumb down the offense. And I don't think they're really clicking on the same page right now. So I'm going to go Antonio Gates here. 20-team league, Jay Breen. Woo! I like it. I like it a lot. Khalil Bell, Joakim Bell, or William Powell, PPR. You know what? Khalil Bell is what he is. He's 10 touches. Joakim Bell's the closer, but until Mekhi Lashore gets hurt again, I'm going to actually go William Powell here. Call me crazy, and it's a roll of the dice. It's a boom or bust play, but I think, you know, William Powell making his season debut has something to prove. I like William Powell. I think he has more upside than Joakim Bell or Khalil Bell, but be warned, it's a boom or bust play, okay? More upside, but 20-team league, Powell could make or break your game, whereas Joakim Bell probably 5-8 touches, Khalil Bell 10 carries. I like the upside of William Powell, and there's a guy worth stashing on your bench. You know, if you haven't done so already, do it. Christian Ponder or Cam Newton? You know what? Cam Newton is a stud. I love Christian Ponder. He's playing great. But you got to go Cam Newton, in my opinion. Go Bronx needs a flex and a wide receiver, too. And a non-PPR, his choices are Andre Brown, Bilal Powell, Tashard Choice, Jerome Simpson, Marcus Colston, Nate Washington, Brian Hartline, or Pierre Garcon. All right, process of elimination. Garcon, on a pitch count, going to be limited. Take him out of the equation. Brian Hartline, take him out of the equation because I never want a Miami Dolphins wide receiver on my team, period, point blank, simple. Okay, Nate Washington, you know, he's actually emerging as the go-to guy in Tennessee, but, you know, again, this is not a really prolific passing attack in Tennessee. So now, to start choice, I'm going to take him out of the mix, and it comes down to, really for me, Jerome Simpson, Marcus Colston, Andre Brown. I would start Andre Brown at my flex and Marcus Colston as my wide receiver too. I think those guys have the best chance of seeing the end zone. Nate Washington, not too far behind. Russell Allen in Jacksonville, worth an IDP start. Let's see. Jacksonville's got Cincinnati this week. You know, I don't know. I mean, I might lean more towards the St. Louis Rams opponent over in Seattle. I think Seattle's going to wreak havoc on a pitiful, pitiful offensive line, probably the worst offensive line in football. And they had 8 sacks last week, so I'm probably going to find me somebody on that Seattle defense to play for IDP this week. Storm, 777, baby. Good to see you, bud. Non-PPR start. Start three, Ridley, DeMarco Murray, Michael Bush, Brandon Tate, Ben Tate, Cedric Benson, or Andre Brown. I'll rank them like this. I love Cedric Benson this week. The Saints are allowing 215 rushing yards a game. Cedric Benson is a must play. DeMarco Murray is a must play. And then I would probably go me personally, I like Andre Brown more than Michael Bush. I don't like Stephen Ridley this week. And Ben Tate, you know, I mean, I know he puts up numbers. I'm just not a big fan of Ben Tate. I don't know. Dustin Keller or Jacob Tammy for GJ Suck. You know, listen, Keller is kind of banged up, and so is Jacob Tammy, I believe. These guys are both kind of banged up. Tammy is probable with the groin. Dustin Keller is expected to play, but he's got that hammy issue. I'm going to go Jacob Tammy here. You know, if Dustin Keller was full strength and it wasn't a hamstring, I would go Keller, but hamstrings make me nervous, and I don't like to worry. So I think Jacob Tammy is the safer play. But you could gamble with Dustin Keller because, you know, Stephen Hill is out. So Sanchez likes to go to Keller, especially in the red zone. So maybe Dustin Keller has a better chance to score, although I'm not sure they score a touchdown against the 49ers defense, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I'm going to go Tammy over Dustin Keller for me. A non-PPR, Jacquizz Rodgers, Ryan Williams, or Darrell Richardson. That's a tough one. You know, I really don't like what I see from Jacquizz Rodgers. I mean, I like what I see. I just don't like that they don't use him enough for my liking. He's a situational role player. That's not really what I want for my fantasy football team. So Ryan Williams, probably going to get more touches of the three, but I like Darrell Richardson here myself personally. The kid is just running way too good not to play him, even with Steven Jackson playing. I think Richardson is going to get some work, and I think he gets more yards on fewer touches than Ryan Williams does. Alfred Morris or Fred Jackson, non-PPR. You know, Freddie Jackson is back, but, you know, he is still a little injured. He did rush back from that injury, so I think Alfred Morris makes me feel a little bit better about myself. And, of course, you know, Ryan Grant, we didn't touch on that. If you heard Kyle Shanahan this week when they signed Ryan Grant, his quote was, "Ryan Grant has a violent downhill running style that fits our offense perfectly." So I think they're going to give Ryan Grant a little look-see this week. I think they're going to see what they got. And Ryan Grant, another guy worth stashing on your bench, Washington Redskins running back, of course. And, you know, Shanahan's going to play the hot hand. So as soon as Alfred Morris starts to struggle, in comes Ryan Grant. And he's got some rested legs, so he's going to be fresh. But I do like Alfred Morris over Fred Jackson for this week. Cam Newton or Sam Bradford? Listen, this is a no-brainer. Cam Newton all day long. In fact, Sam Bradford's in for a lot of trouble. He's got the worst offensive line in the league. Seattle's going to use and abuse him. And Sam Bradford's going to do a lot of picking himself up off the ground this week, believe you me. Yeah, I am down on Stephen Ridley this week. The Ridley, yes. You know, I usually always endorse Stephen Ridley. I just don't like it this week. Peyton Manning or Eli Manning? How'd you do that? Yeah, I'm going to go Eli Manning. Peyton Manning looks like a shell of himself. And, you know, Eli Manning's elite. He's a stud. And it's going to be a shootout with the Eagles and Giants. They're each going to score at least 3 touchdowns. So give me Eli Manning over Peyton Manning. And I think, you know, Denver's in trouble against Oakland this week. I think the Raiders might come in there and beat them. Keller, some confusion in the chat room on Dustin Keller. From what I saw, he's expected to play. And like Taz says in the chat, wouldn't trust him either way, especially against that San Francisco defense. I think the Jets are going to look like the terrible offense that they truly are this week. Oh, we got a Ryan Grant score the touchdown prediction today. Okay, you never know. RG3 or Cam Newton? I know Taz is high on RG3. I like RG3 this week as well. But I like Cam Newton a little bit more. I do. I think Cam Newton caught a lot of criticism this week. I think he's got something to prove, and I think he's going to come out and do just that. So I'm going to go Cam Newton over RG3 for me. And that was for a question for the wifey, and Taz gave you RG3, and I gave you Cam Newton, so we probably confused her even more now. All right, let's see. Keeping it in the chat. I think we're caught up on the chat room questions. 15 minutes to go. The Big Show, commercial-free fantasy sports channel, Rick Saratella, Fantasy Football Insiders, fastest hour in sports history. I think this show goes by like a bleh, like bleh. I do have some wide receivers news and notes, and we'll hit those up right now. Let's see what I got for ya. First, I'm going to give you three that I like and three I don't like. We touched on a couple of them. DeSean Jackson, listen, I told you Corey Webster has his hand in a cast. They're going to pick on him. They're going to target him. They're going to test him early. They're going to test him often. And you know DeSean Jackson loves to poop on the Giants' lawn when they play. So I really like DeSean Jackson. And he gets Jeremy Maclin back starting opposite, so they got to worry about him. We told you Prince Amaka Nakamura is starting. So Michael Vick's going to have a big day. I also like Ramses Barden, who we talked about. You know, Hakeem Nicks, you know, it's officially time to worry now because, you know, he's got the knee injury. He's coming off the foot surgery during the preseason. So now he's got a bad knee, a bad foot. Ramses Barden looks like he might be around as a fantasy football factor for a little bit of time. Jonathan Baldwin, yeah. I said it. This guy gets more and more targets each and every week. The Chiefs are looking for ways to incorporate this guy in the offense. Dwayne Bell, questionable, probably will play. Steve Breston, questionable, probably won't play. Dexter McCluster, questionable, game time decision. This means in deeper leagues like Jay Breen, who's in a 20-team league, hey, you might want to give Jonathan Baldwin a look. I think the guy might get some targets. But what do I know? Three guys I don't like. You know, Kenny Britt was on the list because of the concussion. They said he might play. We're getting reports now that he is out. So Nate Washington has emerged as the guy there. Kendall Wright really hasn't produced like I thought. And Damian Williams also in the mix in Tennessee. Laurent Robinson expected to play, but here's another guy with the concussion symptoms. Laurent Robinson, I don't like Jacksonville, and I don't like Laurent Robinson for the week four holiday. And Pierre Garçon is going to be limited, probably will play, but I wouldn't start him. In fact, I think Leonard Hankerson might still get the start, even though Garçon plays. If Garçon plays, maybe 15, 20 snaps is my guess. So I wouldn't take the risk and play Pierre Garçon this week. The matchup I do love, though, however, it doesn't take a genius to figure out to play Julio Jones. But Julio Jones might be one of the more valuable, maybe the most valuable wide receiver in fantasy football this week. And that's because he's going up against the rookie in Josh Norman at Carolina, the Coastal Carolina kid, drafted by Carolina. You know, this is the kid that Ramses Barden basically lit up for 9 catches. So if Ramses Barden lit him up for 9 catches, what is Julio Jones going to do to poor Josh Norman this week? I'm anxious to find out. Maybe 2 touchdowns. Andre Johnson's got the groin, but still a stud in my opinion. Greg Jennings, probable. Darius Heyward-Bey, we talked about, is out. Rod Streeter hurt. Denarius Moore and Derek Hagan get the start with Jerron Kreiner, I think, is active for the first time this season. You know, Jason Avant, Demaryius Johnson, they failed to capitalize while Jeremy Maclin was out. So Maclin is back. Return of the Mac with the hip injury. Again, he's going to be pretty much matched up against Prince and Nakamura, and I think he might teach the kid a little lesson. Also, I just wanted to note, dump a little dirt on Greg Little this week. You know, you led the NFL in drops last year, so So you think he would maybe improve on holding on and catching the football, but this guy had 5 drops on Thursday Night Football. He's got 16 drops in 4 games. I mean, I don't know how Cleveland continues to play this guy. But, he's on one of my teams still. I don't know how, but I'm probably going to drop him right after this show because, you know, this is just a guy I don't want on my fantasy football team. 16 drops in 4 games. You led the league in drops last year. He's the new T.O. without the talent. That's what I think about Greg Little. So we dump a little dirt on him. And let's see, some waiver wire guys. You know, we talked about Julian Edelman being out. So with that said, as long as Aaron Hernandez and Julian Edelman are out, Danny Woodhead is actually a running back, but he's another guy I would consider using in deeper leagues. I think he's going to get 10 touches between rushes and receiving. Danny Woodhead is now that third down back. He's going to get used. You know, he can get anywhere from 10 to 20 touches. I like Danny Woodhead. I like me some Woodhead in deeper leagues. Stephen Hill, we talked about the hamstring, is out. Dustin Keller, hamstring will probably play. But we saw Jeremy Curley kind of step his game up this season. Curley for the Jets making big plays. He's averaging 23 yards a catch. He's got 2 touchdowns, 185 yards through the first 3 games. So Curley, TCU product, you know, he might be worth a look, but I don't love him. I like him. I don't love him against the 49ers. But as the season progresses, this is the player to watch, as is none other than Cecil Shorts. You know, who wears short shorts? Cecil does. This guy took it to the house, had 2 big clutch fourth quarter catches last week, took it to the house, 80-yard dash last week. He had 5 catches. I think on the season he's got 5 catches, 154 yards, though, and 2 touchdowns. That's the key number to remember here, 2 touchdowns. Cecil Shorts capable of making big plays. I told you I don't like Laurent Robinson with this concussion. Justin Blackmon, have you seen him? I don't know. He's hanging out with Waldo somewhere. Until I see something from Justin Blackmon, Cecil Shorts looks like the guy in Jacksonville. But at the end of the day, I don't really endorse any Jacksonville wide receivers because the team stinks. Another guy to watch, Keyshawn Martin, the 4th-round pick out of Michigan State. You know, the Texans love this kid. Every time I read about Keyshawn Martin, I hear nothing but praise. They incorporated him in the offense last week. He had 2 catches for 20 yards. He had an end-around reverse that he went for 20 yards. I'm not telling you to start Keyshawn Martin, but you know what? He might eventually emerge as the much-needed receiving target opposite of Andre Johnson in Houston. So Keyshawn Martin, just one to watch. Keep an eye on him. And another guy, T.Y. Hilton, the Florida kid, Florida Atlantic, that is. Colts are on a bye this week, but if you saw him last week, he had 4 catches for 113 yards. Now, Reggie Wayne is obviously the guy, but it looks like T.Y. Hilton and Donnie Avery are going to take turns being Andrew Luck's second go-to guy. Here's a guy, T.Y. Hilton, who might be available in some leagues, maybe not, but some leagues do award points for kick return yardage, punt return yardage. This guy returns kicks. So those of you in leagues that award return yardage makes him that much more valuable. He had 4 punt returns for 29 yards last week. He had another kick return for 26 yards. So, I mean, you total that up. I mean, the guy had nearly 200 total yards. That is T.Y. Hilton, okay? All right, I do have some tight end news and notes for you. I do want to jump over to the chat room, make sure we get any questions and they're caught up because, you know, the show's for the people, baby. Let's see. All right. Scrolling, moving right along. Questions. Make sure you check out Taz's show at 11. Coming up in 5 minutes, the Crystal Ball Show. He'll be rubbing his crystal balls over there at 11. And Michael Turner, Ryan Williams, or Lance Moore, non-PPR flex. You know, I think Lance Moore is good for a touchdown. I just don't know how many catches he's going to have. I think Ryan Williams struggles today. I'm going to give Michael Turner the slight edge over Lance Moore. It's a tough one, though. I like Michael Turner just because he gets more touches. Bada bing, bada boom club, broadcasting live. Need one. G Money in the house. Ramses Barden, Amarin Bins, or Brian Hartline. This one is easy. Ramses Barden all day, a day. We saw Andrew Hawkins kind of emerge in Cincinnati, so that kind of hurts Amarin Bins' value. And I don't want any Dolphins on my team, let alone my starting lineup. Avoid Dolphins at all costs. That's just me personally. I'll take Ramses Barden, baby. And like I said, Barden's going to be a factor for a while, so it's a nice pickup if you jumped on that. Jason Witt and Victor Cruz and Jimmy Graham all have more dropped passes than Greg Little. I'm not so sure, my friend. Check that out, Tub. All right. Dustin Keller had a meeting with owner, coaches, and trainer on the field. Reportedly didn't look happy as the meeting ended. Okay. So Dustin Keller, red flags. I mean, he's playing San Francisco this week. Red flags anyway. And Dazed and Confused hooking us up with an update in the chat room. CJ Spiller expected to be active. So those of you that were thinking about playing Tashard Choice, I would definitely sit him down if Freddie Jackson and CJ Spiller are both active. That means Tashard Choice value gets knocked down tremendously. And it is true. There's optimism that CJ Spiller will play. Okay, all right, we're caught up on the chat room. Any questions that keep on coming in, I'll get to them in a second. And Pierre Thomas or Ryan Williams, Big Tex wants to know with the flex. You know what? I haven't been endorsing Ryan Williams all show long, but I'm going to give him the edge over the PT Cruiser. Yes, because of the touches. Ryan Williams, you know, probably going to get more touches. I'll take my chances with that. PT Cruiser, he comes and goes. One week he's up, one week he's down. So, you know, too risky for me. Michael Turner, Ryan Williams, or Lance Moore? I like Michael Turner here. Don't like Ryan Williams this week. I think Lance Moore makes a touchdown, but give me the touches and Michael Turner. Okay, quick hitting. Tight end news and notes. Gronk. The Gronk is questionable but expected to play in New England. Dustin Keller, we just heard about, looks like he might not play now. Mercedes Lewis, those of you wondering if he was going to make a comeback, I don't think it's going to happen. He's been asked to play more of a blocking role this year, just 6 catches through the first 3 games. So Mercedes Lewis, time to move on if you did have him on your fantasy football team. If you did have Fred Davis now, he's starting to come to life. He leads the Redskins in receiving. And we know Pierre Garçon's banged up. Fred Davis is becoming RG3's go-to guy. Jacob Tammy, probable. We talked about him. Scheffler in Detroit, questionable. Makes Brandon Pettigrew still the man. And if you're ultra-desperate for tight ends, in Arizona, Todd Heap, doubtful. Shockeroo. Rob Housler, you know, if you saw him last week, he made a fantastic one-handed catch. Housler could emerge as a guy that makes a little bit of noise in fantasy football circles. So with Todd Heap out, Rob Housler might be the guy there. All right, that was a 60-minute blur, if I might say. We got it all in, though. I want to give a shout-out to all the party people in the chat room. Thanks for the Bada Bing, Bada Boom Club for hosting me. This is how we do it each and every week, 10 to 11, commercial-free fantasy sports channel. Fantasy Taz will be taking over at 11. Go check out the Crystal Ball Show. And enjoy the Week 4 holiday. Appreciate all the love in the chat room. You know how we do it. And boy, oh boy, it's that time again, so I'm going to hit you with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Yo, pump it up, yo. Stomping.